This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Here's your midday brief for Wednesday, April 17th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. House Speaker Mike Johnson's plans for lawmakers to move stalled funding for Ukraine, Israel, and other overseas allies were near collapse, as some conservatives again demanded border provisions in exchange for their support. The speaker's plans didn't include any immigration policy provisions or money for securing the U.S.-Mexico border, a longstanding demand of many conservatives. Meanwhile, Democrats prepared a backup plan to try to force through aid. Nearly all have signed the required petition that is focused on bringing the bill the Senate passed in February for aid for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan to the floor for a vote. Columbia University President Namat Mounouche Shafiq told members of Congress the school is doing everything it can to confront anti-Semitism on her campus while trying to balance free speech rights of students. Shafiq said, quote, "Anti-Semitism has no place on our campus, and I'm personally committed to doing everything I can to confront it directly," unquote. The hearing coincides with demonstrations against Israel and the war in Gaza that have escalated at universities around the country and comes 4 months after a heated back and forth from the same committee prompted the resignations of then-presidents of Harvard and the University of Pennsylvania. And Tesla's board asked shareholders to once again vote in favor of its CEO Elon Musk's multi-billion-dollar pay package. The board approved the pay proposal in 2018, but a Delaware court in January struck it down because it said the approval process was deeply flawed. The board said it still stands behind the pay package, valued at a maximum of $55.8 billion, that shareholders previously approved. In addition to the Musk pay package, Tesla is seeking to move its incorporation from Delaware to Texas, where the company is headquartered. We'll have more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.